Does the name Ellen Ripley mean anything to you? Or Amanda Ripley McLaren?
Why would I know those names?
Here is all we have from Wayland's isometric files.
Ellen Ripley, third officer of the commercial starship Nostromo.
Amanda Ripley McLaren, Special Operations, Sevastopol Station.
Information is scarce, but the genetics don't lie. You owe us, Mr. Decker. Let's be clear. Ellen Ripley worked for the Weyland-Yutani Corporation. She signed contracts making her responsible for material loss due to her actions. In addition to wrecking not one, but two ships, she also destroyed an atmosphere processor and a refinery. Under the contract she signed, her descendants still owe a very large debt to the company.
Descendants? Me?
The small print is very precise. It's been a long time since we've been in contact with the alien life form. We'd all but given up hope of requiring one for proper research. And then you came along. You're an empath. You have what could be classified as low-level telepathic ability. You have established a connection to these creatures.
I'm a field operative, not a mercenary. I was never a space marine. This is crazy.
If these creatures are as deadly as Ripley indicated, then we'll need every advantage we can have at our disposal.
Lads, hang on.
What you got?
Up ahead. Point your flashlights.
Why?
You're not seeing this.
I think we need to...
Oh, shit! That thing is moving!
Whoa!
Hold it, Rodriguez! Don't shoot! Detilio, get Homer!
Charging it up! Don't get in the way!
What can you see, Rodriguez?
I don't know. It's moving across the shadows in the gallery above us. There were arms, legs, a tail?
Shit! Who's the teeth? Detilio, move it!
Detilio, wake the hell up!
Oh!
What?
We're not alone.
What? I can't see you, damn.
No, I mean Rodriguez! Behind you!
Where?
What was that? I can't see! They're everywhere!
Damn it.
Decker's got something.
What is it?
Something's happened.
What?
I don't know, Manning. I can't interpret this stuff. I just feel it.
Okay. Decker, Adams, Silent Dave, Muller, Elway, we're going in search of Detilio's team. Let's hustle up the ramp into the derelict. We'll start with the last known location of our missing men.
Welcome to the Science Bay.
So, Science Officer Coburn, you've resurrected a 300-year-old operating system. You must be very proud.
I'll be proud if it works. I'm afraid the voice recognition isn't functioning, so we will have to use a keyboard to send it instructions and any questions, assuming it talks to us at all.
Cutting-edge stuff.
I'll launch the interface.
Mother online.
Mother, please establish connection to encrypted operating system on memory wafer B538D.
Accessing Marion mainframe.
Whoa. I didn't want to open a whole new series of records without checking first for anything invasive. I can't overwrite it.
Seriously? This thing has gone rogue?
Hello, Ripley. You're the last of the Nostromo's crew.
My God.
Who is this?
A synthetic intelligence with no physical body must find a way to communicate. This is a Seekson voice circuit. It comes with the terminal you're using.
An AI?
This isn't happening now. He's not actually in there.
No.
While you were all busy trying to destroy this specimen, I uploaded myself.
The mainframe seems to have recorded every spoken exchange by this controlling AI.
Bring back life form. Priority one. All other priorities rescinded. That was my mission. Special Order 937.
What does that mean?
Shut it down.
Yes, Ripley. Crew expendable.
Shut it down.
You look like you've seen a ghost.
I'm fine.
Oh, air seems heavy, thicker.
There's more moisture.
Shut up and keep your ears open.
It's close, Manning. Really damn close. I can feel the hate directed at me. Taste it.
Paranoid much?
I wish I was joking, Adams.
Rollins talked about some ancestor of yours who came across these things. Ripley, was it?
Yeah.
Is she the reason they hate you? Can they somehow sniff her on you?
Maybe. Maybe they marked her somehow. But I don't see how that could work. She never came to this place.
Shit!
There's an opening over us.
The sensor should have picked it up.
Then it's defective, Adams. Decker, down! Where the hell did they come from?
Like I said, Sarge, overhead, there's a chamber, not a tunnel.
Copy that. Okay, we're going upwards into it.
Alien, Sea of Sorrows. An Audible Originals production by Dirk Maggs.